Welcome to the New Reality Show, where you can call in live for laser coaching and engage in Q&A with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winzi. Discover how to master the power of your mind, body, and spiritual energies. Get empowered to create your new reality for more happiness, well-being, and success. Hello, hello. Hi, Dr. Art.
And hello, Dr. Chris, and all those people out there in radio TV land all over the world. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Yes, another episode of The New Reality and our passion to help people in these crazy times. Just providing solutions for you that you can do at home to help with all kinds of challenges. So I'm Dr. Chris Winzi and my co-host, Dr. Art Emmerich.
Dr. Art, good to see you.
Yeah, and we are very excited. We have a great guest that we're bringing on tonight. Her name is Jessie Rodriguez Melendez. She's going to be teaching us all about how to maximize your brain, and she is a brain trainer, so I'll tell you more about her in a little bit. I do want to just say, for our new listeners, we began this show because we really felt that there was a need out there for people to have solutions to things like stress, to things like anxiety, self-esteem, all kinds of issues that Dr. Art and I deal with our one-on-one clients all the time. And we wanted to be able to reach a wider audience. So we created the show to bring on experts and also to do shows ourselves where we're providing solutions for people. So that's kind of the passion that we have, Dr. Art. Also, if you enjoy the show, we invite you to please become a sponsor or a subscriber. We love our subscribers. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to our subscribers. It helps us keep the lights on here. So we hope you enjoy the show. And we may as well get started, right, Dr. Art?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, well, we always start with a tip of the week. Oh, and one more thing before you do that, I forgot that this is a call-in show. This is a call-in talk show. So we always invite our listeners, if you have a question, if you want to get laser coaching from us or from our guest, if you want to join the conversation, we welcome you. And the direct phone, if you're in the U.S., is toll-free. It's 1-888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S., you dial 1-323-744-4831. So let's go ahead and hear Dr. Art's tip of the week. I always look forward to this.
Okay. In keeping with our one word title, commitment, this one is called SNAP. I learned this from a hypnotist who I think worked for the Chicago Bears, and he had a funny story he told about it. This requires a prop, though. You do have to go out and buy, try to keep it inexpensive if you would. It is a rubber band that will fit on your wrist here. That's the cost of this thing. So the whole idea is anytime you notice that you are thinking or expressing a negative thought, you just reach down, pull this thing out as far as you can, and this is on the tender part of your wrist, and let it go. And believe me, it doesn't take too many times of doing that before you realize, boy, I'm a lot more negative than I thought I was. And so he said when he taught this to the football team the next day, they all came in and they had humongous big bandages wrapped all around their arms, everything. They'd say, boy, we didn't know how negative we were. We learned our lesson. So if you would just snap it away and just snap a positive thought right on top of it, and it will neutralize the negativity. And also just call to your conscious attention the fact that you don't need to be negative. You were not designed to be negative. Think positive thoughts. It'll change your life to a more positive life.
Well, now I'm curious, Dr. Art, that's very profound, but at the same time, why would you do a snap for the positive? Because
No,
I
just
thought
for
you
the
were,
negative, only for the
okay.
negatives.
Okay. And then you say the positive.
Then you put the positive on top of it and neutralize it. But that snap for the negative one really lets you know, oh, don't do that again or it's going to hurt, you know. So it's a great reminder. And because a lot of our negative thoughts are unconscious, I mean, we're aware of them after the fact or we're not aware of them at all. And so this is a way to call into consciousness the fact that your negativity is creating your negative future for you. So your words and your thoughts create your future. So make sure they're positive as you know how to make them.
Absolutely. Excellent. Always a great tip of the week, Dr. Art.
Good. Very good.
Well, now the good part, I get to introduce our exciting guest tonight, who probably will have a comment about that that tip of the week, being a brain trainer and an expert in the brain. Let me read her bio. It's quite impressive. Jessie Rodriguez Melendez is a certified Dr. Ammon brain trainer, Dr. Daniel Ammon's program. She is a brain and neurocoding specialist, neuroencoding specialist, and she'll be telling us a lot more about that. She is the proud co-founder of the Baseball Training Institute and founder of the Baseball Homeschool Institute. I love this one. A program she developed to help players and their families in pursuit of higher education through sports. Jessie is also a certified business and life coach. She also developed the Sports Biz Mastery, a mastermind program which helps other sports coaches build and scale their athletic businesses. In 2020, she launched Business Solutions Institute to help small businesses build and scale. Her entrepreneurial and sports industry expertise has led her to work with some of the greatest professional sports businesses. Born in New York to a Puerto Rican mother and a Cuban father, she grew up resident of a boogie down Bronx. The boogie down Bronx. I got to ask her about that. I'm a New Yorker, Jessie, so I got to know. A Castle Hill girl at heart who currently resides in Westchester, New York, with her husband, Tony. They've raised three beautiful children and have seven grandchildren. She's a trendsetter Latina in a male-dominated industry who's determined to help small businesses, and she hopes to someday create homes for women and children in poverty. Welcome, Jessie Rodriguez Melendez.
Yes, welcome.
I hope we'll see her picture.
And
here
she is. Great.
You have to unmute because I can't hear you yet.
Okay, how about that?
There we go.
Perfect, perfect.
Thank you so much. Having me on.
Yeah.
We're excited to be having you on too and talking with you.
Yes.
And Dr. Art, I love that I love that tip you gave us.
Oh, good.
That's definitely something that I loved when you said, you know, it's sort of like that tinge reminder that we need to have a positive mindset.
Yeah.
Really. Absolutely. Do. Yes, and you know all about the brain.
Kind of interesting. I just got a call from a fellow hypnotist up in Tampa who has a client who is a pitcher, and he throws one bad pitch and it's all over for him. So she was saying, "What do I do with this guy?" You know. So I was able to coach her on how to coach her pitching client there, and so I hope we got him on the road to being a better pitcher now. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've worked a lot with athletes, and more importantly now, having a better understanding of how we can not only help them from a mindset perspective, but also to help them really optimize brain function, which is a big one for a lot of athletes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
I work mostly with golfers, and boy, they got a lot of issues that they deal with all the time.
Yeah, And specifically for athletes, it's now more importantly because of the world that we're living in. It's really important for them to keep a healthy brain, not just a healthy mindset, but the brain itself, the organ. I mean, really, all of us, the whole world really needs to start paying more attention to this beautiful organ that really is responsible for everything that happens in our lives. And so I'm really happy to be on tonight to be sharing some insight on this topic because I'm very passionate about it.
Right.
Well, it's very dear to my heart because, as you know, I was a chiropractor for many years, and our whole goal is the alignment of the central nervous system from brain down the spinal cord. So this is very exciting for me. How and why did you become a certified brain trainer?
So initially it was because I've always been very interested in the function of the brain. And I really wanted to better understand the different aspects, not only of the brain itself, but how it affects our daily functions. And then for personal reasons and for a situation that we have with our son, who was a professional football player, I wanted to understand why athletes in particular tend to suffer a lot from depression. And I knew that it had more to do than just mindset. And so I started to study. And Dr. Amen is a world-renowned brain expert. And so I always like to go to the top of the top. So I got introduced to Dr. Amen. My son actually went for brain scans. And in learning about how athletes' brains get affected, especially if they've ever experienced any kind of concussions, and how the prefrontal cortex gets affected and how it then affects everything that happens in their lives. The prefrontal cortex is 30% of the human brain. And so if it's ever damaged in any way, it affects literally any kind of their planning, judgment, empathy, focus, forethoughts. I mean, it just affects so many parts of our lives. And so in learning about it, I just became so passionate about, now that I understood it, I said, if we have experienced, and have had to live through this experience, I'm sure there's others that have too. And so I really got involved because I wanted to really help. I wanted to create impact through what I have learned, what I had learned, but also what we had lived through. And so I decided that I wanted to really not just learn it. I wanted to, master it so that I could go out then and help other families.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And the brain, isn't it true that if you're brain dead, you're dead, but if your heart stops, you're not yet dead because your brain is still functioning?
That's correct. That's very true. And so, again, I think we've gotten into, especially in the world that we're in today, everyone talks about mindset. Have a positive mindset, keep positive focus, say daily affirmations. And all of those things are absolutely wonderful. And it's something that we teach in neuroencoding. Those are super important because the more we speak positively, and this was when Dr. Art said this, it is, yes, it's very true. It is connected through neuroscience, is connected to our brain, and it releases certain chemicals in the brain that cause us then to have certain feelings, certain emotions. And so those certain feelings, the things we feel cause us to react a certain way. And so that's just part of the science of this. And so, but what we tend to forget is that we overlook the function of the brain and how important the actual organ is. And how do we optimize that organ so then we can have those kind of positive mindsets? Because again, if there's a part of the brain that's damaged, then it prevents certain certain amount of those chemicals to be released.
Now, what did you find out about the depression? I'm really curious. Is there a short answer, or is it just a whole lot of different things that cause depression for athletes?
Speaking specifically in our case, or you're just saying in general?
Just in general, what's causing the depression for this?
So a lot of times what causes depression in a lot of, and specifically in athletes, let's talk about athletes because depression is a worldwide thing, but specifically in athletes, it's when you start to see that they can't, so when the athlete feels like they can't perform to the level that's expected, or if they have poor sleeping habits, which a lot of athletes do, especially, you know, our high school athletes are so sleep deprived because by the time they finish with their educational responsibilities, then they're trying to also keep up with their athletic responsibilities. Then of course they want to have some kind of social life. Okay. And we know that social media now plays such a role in a youngster's life. Social media has also caused for a lot of our athletes to be depressed because they want to compare themselves with professional athletes. You know, this is being glamorized to the point where athletes feel like they need to live up to the hype all the time. And so when they feel like I can't, you know, hit 7 out of 10 baseballs out the park, you know, like a lot of these pros can, they start to feel like they're less than. And they start going into a depressed mode. If they're not eating properly, and a lot of our athletes are not eating properly, or they're not taking the right supplements. And then we also have to consider, you know, their home lives. You know, what are their home lives like? You know, what kind of situation are they in? We dealt with a lot of single family homes. And so a lot of those young men were the male figure in the house at a young age. And so all of these are factors, and it can be one of them or it can be a combination of these. What we found specifically is that it was a combination. And often brought on sometimes even by their peers.
Never simple. It's always more complex than we think.
It is.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, so you mentioned neuroencoding, and I've been reading that in your bio, and I'm fascinated. Can you tell us more about that and just help us understand exactly what that does?
So neuroencoding is actually the science behind us training our brains, just like Dr. Art was saying. Training our brains so that it almost becomes second nature. We no longer have to, it's a practice basically of us teaching our brains to make this second, just like second nature for us. So we don't constantly have to remind ourselves that we are wonderfully made, that we are, you know, that we're able, that we, you know, that all things are possible. But those that, you know, those of us that have faith, that, you know, we can be all that God intended for us to be. So neuroencoding is the science of encoding the brain so that it just works for us versus us constantly working against it.
And how is that done?
And so it's done with daily practices. And, you know, like I tell a lot of my clients, neuroencoding is something that it's going to take some time, but it starts out basically simple. You know, one of the big things that I use or resources that I use for neuroencoding is a journal, keeping a daily journal and, you know, writing. Because we, you know, our brains, the way our brains work is we remember 60% more of what we write. And what we write, we invite. And so I always tell my clients, you want to keep a journal and you want to write down And you want to be very specific when you write. So it's not just like doodling. You're going to write with intent. Mm-hmm. Because that also is a neuroencoding method. And then, of course, we want to first start with our brains. How do we take good care of it? Because the more we take care of our brains, the more it takes care of our lives mm-hmm. and everything that we do. But basically that's how I start. I start all my clients out with a one-page miracle assessment, we call it. And it's like an exercise that we do, and it touches every part of our lives. So physical, what do you want physically for your body? What do you want your body to look like, feel like? You know, what kind of exercise regimen? My husband is a fitness professional. Mm-hmm. And so in our home, it's everything has been fitness and, you know, wellness and taking good care of our bodies and all of that fun stuff. And I also have always loved fitness. But it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, mm-hmm. right? Because that's such a big part of, you know, what we do and who we are. And so it touches on all of the aspects of our lives. And I ask them to ask themselves that one question, what do I want? Mm. And an answer for every single one of those areas. You have to be very specific. Mm-hmm. And then the way you keep track of how you're doing this is each day you say, what I did today, does it align with my one page miracle goals mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. each area of my life? Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me how a simple exercise like that can create such aha moments for people. Mm.
Is that the same thing as a reboot? I noticed you use that word, a brain reboot. Is that
yeah.
the same thing? Or?
A brain reboot is an actual program that I run where you actually reboot your brain by neuroencoding it so that you optimize your brain. And then you also are encoding those systems into the brain so that mm-hmm. it becomes just second nature for you. And it's 6 steps. The RAIN boot system is 6 steps. And we work through the 6 steps in 6 weeks.
Hmm. 6 weeks, okay.
And mm-hmm. each week we're working on one of those systems.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need to take a quick station break. I just want to welcome anybody who has just joined us. You're listening to the New Reality Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Christina Winzi and my co-host, Dr. Art Emmerich, and we're talking to Jesse Rodriguez Melendez, a brain trainer and expert, business coach, and just amazing topic. Just one thing, if you do want to join the conversation or ask a question, or would you like laser coaching from any one of us while we're on the show, you're welcome to call in. And if you're in the United States, you can dial toll-free 1-888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S., you dial 1-323-744-4831. And lastly, if you go to our show page at the end of the show, if you've gotten great value, we hope you'll decide to become a subscriber. And we love our subscribers, and we're so grateful for those who do subscribe. It helps us keep the lights on and continue to bring great guests like Jesse. So, all right, let's keep going. Dr. Art, what do you want to ask Jesse?
Well, I was interested in the brain nourishment. What's brain food? What's a good brain food, or some good brain foods?
So let me start by saying what's not good.
Okay.
Okay. So what's not good is anything that's processed.
Okay.
Any kind of processed foods are absolutely terrible for the brain. because that means if it's processed, it means it contains a lot of chemicals.
A lot of chemicals, yeah.
And most of those chemicals are detrimental to our brains. And so that's the first thing that we want to stay away from. And then the things that we do want to consume, obviously, are going to be natural, all natural. Mm-hmm. Greens, a lot of green foods, plants, vegetables, that sort of thing. And then we also do want to take our supplements, because mm-hmm. they're supplements that are specific for the brain, especially, again, if we're going to talk about athletes. We want to be careful, though, with athletes, what kind of supplements they even take, because a lot of those supplements that are geared towards athletes contain a lot of caffeine, mm-hmm. and then, of course, a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So two things that we want to steer clear from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you say the word natural. One of the things that a lot of people don't know is that if you see natural flavor on the label, that mm-hmm. is actually a form of MSG or some kind of chemicals. So stay away from anything. And I have to say how hard it is to find products without natural flavor. I go to the health food store and mm-hmm. I look at all the almond milks, and there's only one brand that doesn't put that in it. It's unbelievable. And because the natural flavors they're putting in addict you to want more.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And how about water? What's the place of water in all of this?
Great question. So what a lot of people don't know is that the brain is 80% water. And we want to make sure that we hydrate it properly. And so not only is water phenomenal for the body, but it is essential for the brain. Mm-hmm. And so we want to consume a lot of water. And again, you know, drinking becomes a challenge for some people. They forget to drink. Mm-hmm. And so as one of the tools and resources that I provide with when I'm working with my clients is, we do either reminder on a cell phone. So I tell them, you know, every 2 to 3 hours, just put a reminder to yourself. It's time mm-hmm. to drink. And if you're, you know, if you're exercising on any particular day, like I work out at least 3-4 times a week, mm-hmm. Then I have to consume even more water, because now I need to, you know, not only hydrate my body, mm-hmm. but then my brain also I've used more brain consumption. So I also need to hydrate the brain more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have an interesting story, actually. When my son was in high school, early part of his high school years, he had been having headaches. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that when he finally started drinking more water, the headaches went away. So something as simple as that. But I do want to say that it's really important what kind of water you drink. Absolutely. And even the water in the bottles that are supposedly pure have plastics in them. That's you right. know, we're very challenged these days to find things that aren't going to affect our bodies badly. And water is one of the biggest. Right. So, what do you tell your clients in terms of what to do with water?
So it depends on where, you know, we live, right? I know mm-hmm. here in New York, we have the best tasting water right out the tap. But, you know, we also then are concerned with what comes through the tap, you know, through our faucets. Right. So oftentimes I just say, if you have, you know, good tasting tap water, use a filter. Get a good filter, you know, we use a big jar and it has a water filter, and we just drain right through our faucet and we'll drink right from there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you go to any true health food store, not, you know, like the bigger box brand right. stores now, but if you go to a true health food store, you can pick up great bottled water. Mm-hmm. And again, we want to stay away from the vitamin waters, mm-hmm. You know, waters that supposedly are infused with vitamins or, you know, fruit or any of that stuff. If you really want to infuse your water, do it naturally at home. Cut up some fruit. I have a great water tumbler, and right in the middle, I cut up pieces of fruit or, you know, anything, mint, which is great also to put in our water. Lemon, obviously, is a great one. And I'll just put it into my water bottle. I shake it up and I'll drink that throughout the day. One of the best things to consume in your water, and it's actually one of the best things for your brain, are blueberries.
Blueberries, okay.
Blueberries are fantastic. And they're also great for our bodies because they're antioxidants.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good. I could eat them all day. We live in Florida, both Dr. Art and I, and we get blueberries much of the year. So we're very, very lucky. Sometimes they're imported, but for the most part, there are lots of blueberry fields down here.
Yes. Actually, it's interesting that you say that. Tony and I had a little place in Tampa for a little while, and right behind us were there was a blueberry farm.
Oh man.
And yeah, it's so, and I mean, and they do taste quite different when you just pick them and eat them. I mean, they are just so fantastic. Yes. So that's what's great for our bodies and our brains. When it's that pure, when you can just pick and eat, it's the best. Yeah,
that's the best.
Yeah. That is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. What's involved in, you know, when you went to find out how you could help your son, is that when you found Dr. Ammon? And is that what is this part of his training, all of these different aspects that you're talking about?
Yeah, so Dr. Ammon is a world renowned. He's on Dr. Oz a lot. He does a lot of major like publications. He's written, I think, over 20 books specifically on this topic. And so, yes, that is how I found out about his program and becoming a brain trainer. But at the time, he was also working with Dr. Joseph McClendon, who's another phenomenal, and he's more into the neuroencoding side of things. He's who opens for Tony Robbins. And so just getting involved with these two men has literally changed my life and is now making a huge impact in everyone else who will now be impacted through my training programs. But as I mentioned, I've always been very intrigued by the brain and its function and how do we optimize it. And specifically first, because we were working with athletes, I was very, very interested in learning how do we optimize their brain? Because there's so much happening in these young people's lives. But now with COVID, there's just such a need. So many people need to learn about this. This is imperative now. This is a 911 in our lives.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
What do you do? We're living in such a high stress. We just finished a program on anxiety and one on stress and everything. What specifically can you do to protect your brain against stress and anxiety?
That is such a great question, Dr. Art. So the first thing is, first and most importantly, is we must get enough sleep. It's super important that we get enough rest. And so I just did a whole training on sleep. And when I say sleep, I'm not talking about rest. A lot of people get the two confused. Okay. Well, I'm talking about REM sleep, really going into a deep sleep when we really are ready to go to bed. And so the things that we want to do to prepare us for good sleep is, one, we want to reduce the amount of cell phone usage or, you know, being in front of the computer. We want to, because it's a way of turning the brain off. We need to shut the brain off. So then we can really let it rest. So then we can really get a good night's sleep. But then there's other things to consider. So one is, what did you eat before you went to sleep? So that's one thing. Or what did you drink? So if it's anything that's going to wake you up in the middle of the night, obviously that's not getting a good night's sleep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we want to be mindful of that. The other thing is, we do want to consider what we're sleeping on. So the type of mattress we sleep on, we want to think about the pillows that we use. Mm-hmm. We want to get as deep as to what scents we use to, you know, wash our bed linens and all that stuff, because scents activate certain parts of the brain. And so it'll keep your brain on.
Mm.
And so we want to be mindful of that. Even candles, a lot of candles, even if they're not lit, they still are, we can still smell it, right? Yeah. So walk by it, or it's close to the bed and you can still smell it. I know, because that was happening to me. I had this beautiful candle and I noticed that it wasn't even on, but I could still, it was so fragrant in my room. And I actually had to cover it, because then I said, you know what, when I'm ready to go to sleep, that scent, believe it or not, activates certain parts of our brain.
Okay.
Stimulates. Yes. And so all things for us to consider. And I always tell my clients, just because you get into bed at 8 o'clock doesn't mean that you're going to sleep at 8 o'clock.
Mm.
So you really, everybody's different, because that's a big question. People all ask me, how many hours of sleep should I be getting? You know what? Everybody's very different.
Mm-hmm.
I need 8 hours of sleep. Otherwise, I'm not nice. I'm grumpy and I'm short and I know myself. And so recognizing that, I know I need at least a good 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night. I must get that so I can optimize my brain, and then my brain can help me live my best life,
mm-hmm.
you know, help my body move in the way it's supposed to move, and, you know, help me be, you know, avoid brain fog. That's another big one.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid brain fog, and avoid being anxious throughout the day and, you know, feeling stressed out about everything. And so, but my husband, on the other hand, he's in incredible shape. The man has never drank. He doesn't smoke or any of that, and eats fairly healthy. I wouldn't say he's like a perfect eater, but he's fine on 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Wow.
He functions phenomenally. He's up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, like clockwork every day. And he's ready to run a marathon at that time.
Wow.
And so everyone is very different.
Mm.
And I say, know your body and respect your tempo. Respect it. Know what it needs and give it what it needs. And more importantly, love your brain and take really good care of it. And I think I think my message is that fall in love with your brain and know what it needs, because when you fall in love with this beautiful organ, you tend to take better care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you just naturally want to give it what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, this is something I tell my clients. I say, before you eat it, sip it, sleep on it, think it, consider your brain.
I love that.
It'll help you make better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are the tips and resources that we are sharing now through a new program we're developing called Healthy Body, Healthy Brain,
mm-hmm.
60-day program my husband and I, Tony, have developed. And it's specifically for that, so that we can really, having a great body is wonderful. And, you know, it absolutely helps us feel better. And I always tell everyone, look, when you feel better, when you look better, you feel better. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes you look good and feel good and, you know, perform good is your brain.
Yes.
It all starts there.
Well, and so many people are experiencing a decline in their cognitive abilities these days. Mm-hmm. And I think it is, a tragedy that we have such a challenge with that. And I'm not surprised in that, you know, we've got multiple generations now that have been raised on processed food and high stress. And now, you know, I'd be interested, you know, what you would say to people, because with COVID and the lockdowns and the way that people have had to change their lives. And there's another piece to this, which is very important, and that is physical contact with other human beings. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about sexual, although that's part of it. I'm talking right. about just being with human beings, and also hugs and, mm-hmm. and that energy exchange. It's so vital for well-being. How do you help your clients with that?
And that's such a great question, and one that we're going to need to tackle more of, especially with the way these developments are. So here's the first thing I tell people. I tell them, shut off the news. Do yourself the favor, do your family a huge favor, and shut off the news. Stop listening to this repetitive narrative and the fear that's being instilled in us. The next thing that I say is be mindful of the need we have for being physically with other human beings. That's how we were intended to be. We were intended to be with each other, and we do need other human beings in our lives to balance who we are as people. And so I do tell my clients, you know, set up meetings with those that you love on purpose. And obviously we have to respect each other's boundaries. You know, there are family members and friends that feel they're still fearful and they don't want to go out, or they don't really want to be around other people. But there are people who do want to see other people. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, find those people.
Yes.
And go and spend some time. It's healthy and it's needed. You know, even if you sit across from a table at, you know, with each other and have a real conversation, put your cell phones down and do it with intention. Mm-hmm. Spend time with others with intention. And also spend quiet time with yourself. We're pulled in so many directions nowadays, between, like you said, you know, stress with the kids and the house and work, and even, you know, I find, and I don't know if this is something you've encountered, but I find that more people are saying, I have a meeting, I have a Zoom meeting, I have a Zoom meeting. It's almost like they've become addicted now to having virtual meetings. Mm. In-person meetings gives us the opportunity to walk away and then you're done with that meeting. Mm-hmm. But virtual meetings are just so easy to set up now. Mm-hmm. And so they'll jump from one Zoom meeting to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. And suddenly they've spent their whole day in front of a screen. And I think that there's a lack of understanding that this is not, this is great for us to be able to communicate, but it could never take the place of real human interaction.
Absolutely.
And now we've got an extra set of, things to deal with, and I wondered if you have any special advice for people going into the holiday season. For a lot of people, that brings up wonderful memories of home and family life, and for other people, it's a disaster. The more That's dysfunctional right. the family, then this is a terrible, terrible, between Thanksgiving and New Year's is just a wasteland where a lot of people just say, I just want to go in the closet and stay there until it's over. I don't want to have to deal with it, you know. So do you have any advice for that kind of protections for your brain?
Absolutely. So the first thing I tell my clients is set boundaries for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. We have to know how to set healthy boundaries, even around family members. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's difficult, but it's necessary.
It is, yeah.
So we need to know how to set healthy boundaries. The next thing is I tell my clients is find a way to perform an act of kindness. Mm. Find someone that you can go and do something kind for. Because not only does that help with your neural encoding system or processes, it's one of the things that's really great for neuro encoding our brains. But it also, you're going to be amazed at what a wonderful feeling that brings. Again, releasing the good chemicals in our bodies. That's just going to make you feel so wonderful. So do good acts of kindness during these times. And I tell them, remember that if you're going through a difficulty dealing with either family members or not, you know, maybe not having anyone to spend the holidays with, go serve somewhere, serve mm-hmm. at a soup kitchen, go to a YMCA, mm-hmm. You know, go do arts and crafts with the elderly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Find a way to be of service to someone else.
That's great. That's mm-hmm. really helpful.
Yeah. Well, that takes them out of themselves, you know, and you're right. One thing I know is that when an act of kindness is done, the giver, the receiver, and the observer all benefit.
Absolutely.
So watching an act of service is those mirror neurons. Mm-hmm. Get, you know, you see the smile on the person receiving and you're just watching, but boy, it just makes you feel so good that someone has done something kind for someone else.
Absolutely. So, and I think that another thing, and I encourage all of my clients to do this too, is to put on some happy music. Put some music on, dance. You know, put yourself in the right state of mind mm-hmm. because it's during these times that if we allow ourselves, right? So the choice is ours.
Yes.
We always have the choice. So we make the choice to be happy. Happiness is a choice mm-hmm. or we choose to feel sad. And sometimes it's just a matter of choosing better. Make a better choice. And in acts of kindness, when we when we perform outside of ourselves, we want to serve others, that automatically will elevate the way we feel.
Yeah, for sure. You know, what you're bringing to mind, though, because I work with people with addiction, one of the things that is very difficult to overcome is that the more depressed you get, the more depressed you want to get. And I don't mean that you really want to, it's that the chemicals are addictive.
Yep.
So overcoming your own chemicals, mm-hmm. we have a better pharmacy inside than any pharmacy out there. That's, you know, we make great opioids, but we also make chemicals that put us down.
Right.
And so it's, you know, on the one hand, we have a choice. And this was something I had to learn. I had a coach that coached me with NLP before I decided to get trained in NLP. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she forced me to do, she said, you look up, you take a breath, and you think a different thought, and you won't want to do it. You will not want to do it, but you do it. And it is, I would imagine that's neuroencoding in its own way.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another great exercise that really, really helps. And it actually, it's done in seconds. And it's wonderful. And that's where we do deep belly breathing, where you breathe in for 3 seconds and then you breathe out for 6 seconds. And you could do it with your eyes open or closed, and you do it for 10 times. Mm-hmm. And that also helps our brains to relax. Mm-hmm. So it reduces the stress. So That's one that I really encourage anyone to do, but definitely if you're in a stressed environment or you really need to take a brain break, we wanna do the deep belly breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have about two more minutes before we have to start wrapping up. And I'd like to know, Dr. Art, do you have any other questions of Jesse? Something that you usually find such interesting things to ask our guests. I'm just thinking, what's right. going on in his brain?
Yeah. I think that idea of encoding is still fascinating to me. This whole encoding process is, and that sounds like a set of practices that are repeated to the point where your neurology starts learning exactly what that means, and it joins in happily with you as you're doing it, and really it gets a momentum going in your life behind that. So does that sound right?
Yeah, so just like Dr. Christina said, right, we have these chemicals that get released. Mm-hmm. Our bodies become addicted to those chemicals. And so the more you release those chemicals neurologically, the more addictive they become, the more your brain starts to seek that, mm-hmm. starts to look for it. That's why exercise is so imperative for us. When we exercise, it releases the dopamines, let's say, in our body. And that in itself becomes the drug. And that's why a lot of people are like, they think it's a physical thing. And yes, it definitely is. But it also is a brain thing, where your brain is saying, that felt really good. Give me more of that.
Do some more of that. Yeah.
And so you become addicted to exercise. Mm-hmm. And it's because your body's saying, I need that. That felt so good.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, so we've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about no processed foods. We've talked about green foods and natural as possible. We've talked about fresh filtered water. We've talked about positive thoughts. We've talked about, gosh, so many solutions. But I love the doing a kindness to someone else, mm-hmm. setting boundaries. We didn't really go into that. I wish we had another hour to talk about that.
Yeah, we probably need about that.
But meanwhile, I would love for you to let people know a little bit more about the free gift that you're offering. And Thomas, our engineer, is going to show some links that they can get your free gift, and also links to get to you. So maybe you can talk about that in your 60-day program and let us know.
Sure, I'd love to. And so I'm going to actually be doing a free 5-day challenge. It's called Love Your Brain, Love Your Life Challenge. And in that challenge, I'm going to walk people through the process of loving your brain so that you can create that change that we all are seeking, especially now with these challenging times that we're living in. But my husband and I, as I mentioned, Tony, we're doing a 60-day program that's going to be healthy body, healthy brain. And that's where we're going to combine, marry our worlds. And Tony is going to be teaching people how to take really good care of their bodies, exercise. And he's going to be running exercise programs 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And I actually will be teaching Brain Reboot in that program. Okay. and how to take the neuroencoding science method and incorporate it into your daily life so it becomes second nature for you.
Now, is your program virtual?
It can be done virtual, and it can be done obviously in person with us if you're in the New York area. But yes, it can be done virtually.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, this has been wonderful, and maybe you'll come back another time. And it's really been a pleasure. Any parting, like if you were to leave our listeners with one really important thing, what would it be?
Fall in love with your brain and take really good care of it. Because the more you take care of it, the more it will take care of every part of your life.
That's awesome. Great. Awesome. That's great advice. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you to our listeners. And Dr. Art, thank you. Yes.
Thank you. We enjoyed being with both of you tonight. Here. This
Absolutely.
Is great.
It's been my Absolutely. Pleasure. Thank you.
And that's our show, folks. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider being a supporter. You can find that on our show page. Tune in every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/New Reality Show for announcements of upcoming topics and exciting guest interviews. Bye for now.